it really just started, it was earlier on this year. Just a normal night, you know, nothing out of the ordinary. It was a way to go and actually pick up my car. I'd been in getting some stuff done to it at the garage and came across just on the South Deeside Road this accident. There was a lady there already who'd actually witnessed the accident. She was waving her arms around and came over to the car and said, there's been a huge accident behind us. They're both still in the car. The guy's car's on fire. So just shot out my car, ran over to his car. It was just one of those situations where I think I got a bit lucky that I got there at the time that I did, because by that point the fire had reached the top of the bonnet. So I managed to get his door open, managed to get his seatbelt off, dragged him out the car. I managed to get him dragged away far enough, and it was just one of those situations where we got him maybe, you know, 10, 15 metres away from the car and it just exploded. So it was quite a scary situation to be in, but I'm just glad I was there at the right time. And after that, there was another car that was in the accident, and I went over to that car and tried to get her out as well. But luckily, by that point, the fire brigade and that had arrived. So, yeah, that was pretty much the situation that happened.
And what was it inside you that kind of found yourself doing that? I mean, a lot of people wouldn't run into that situation. A lot of people maybe would run the opposite direction.
Yeah. It was... quite hard to explain. It was quite a, you know, at the time I got to the car and it was literally the thought of, I've either got to stand here and watch him, you know, burn alive in this car, or I've got to do something. So, you know, the person that I am, I would much rather risk my life trying than have to go through that and watch it and, you know, live with the guilt that, you know, I could have done something. You know, if I came a minute later or anything like that, it could have been a lot different situation, but I'm just glad I got there at the right time and managed to get him out.
And what was your reaction then to finding out that you were going to be getting this award?
I was extremely surprised. You know, I didn't really see myself as any. I just thought I got there, you know, at the right time sort of thing. I never expected anything to come out of this. And when I was told about it, I was really overwhelmed and couldn't believe I'd be in the same category as some of the other people that have been nominated for this. It was just a real honour to be even nominated for something like this.
And obviously there's two of you guys from the North East that are managing to get one of the awards, yourself and Gavin Sutherland from Peterhead. That must be quite exciting to know that the North East is being represented and that there's people up here that would do kind of extraordinary things.
It is, yeah. It's really exciting. And I actually think I've met the other guy that's getting the award as well. So, you know, it's really exciting and just really is a big honour to be awarded with something like this. And I don't think I've, up to this point, really realised how much of a prestigious award this actually is. So it is a true honour.
So you don't see yourself at all as a kind of hero?
No, not at all. I was just thinking I got there at the right time. And just was lucky to be there, so...
Perfect. I'm going to end it there. Right,